In many existing cities, in particular in developing countries, there's typically a centralized water system in the city center, while there are often informal, small-scale providers at the outskirts. The traditional approach for dealing with expected urban growth would be to extend the existing centralized water system to the new emerging areas. Nevertheless, past experiences illustrate that there is the danger that the expansion of the existing water system will finally lead to a dysfunctional system in the whole town because of scarce conventional water resources, as well as the missing capacity of the existing networks to supply and drain the new areas. It's proposed that instead of simply expanding a centralized urban water system, a clustered water and sanitation system ought to be envisioned. In this scenario, the existing urban water system in the inner city would be ring-fenced. It would not be extended in size. For the new emerging areas, as well as areas which do not have an appropriate water supply or sanitation, several clusters of decentralized water and sanitation systems would be developed. As a result, this new clustered water and sanitation system would facilitate the use of new alternative water resources, the reuse of water, as well as the recovery of energy and nutrients from wastewater.